Berkshire Vision Insight Magazine, Winter 2025-26, Supporting the Visually Impaired, www.berkshirevision.org.uk, charity number 114-6413. Inside, page 6, Laura's Journey with Sight Loss, page 8, Ian's Volunteering Story, page 18, Fundraising Update, and so much more. And on the front cover, there are two older gentlemen at our Wokingham Social Club. Page 2, CEO Update. As we approach the end of another remarkable year at Berkshire Vision, I want to take a moment to reflect on the progress we've made together and the strength of our community. We now have over 1,600 members who have achieved a huge amount this year, including learning new routes, starting new jobs or voluntary roles, trying their hand at new sports, embracing the technology that can help build independence, and much more. First and foremost, I'd like to extend my heartfelt thanks to all our members who took the time to vote on the updated version of our Articles of Association. Your engagement and support are vital to the continued growth and governance of our charity, and I'm pleased to share that the motion was successfully passed at our annual general meeting. This marks an important step forward, ensuring our organisation remains fit for purpose as we look to the future. I'd also like to extend sincere thanks to everyone who joined us for our blindfolded beer tasting fundraiser at Siren Brewery. It was a fantastic evening full of laughter, using our sense of taste while supporting our work. Fundraising is so vital to our ability to continue supporting local visually impaired people, both today and in the future. So any support you can give is hugely appreciated. Whether it's buying or selling Christmas raffle tickets, nominating Berkshire Vision for financial support from yours or your loved one's employers, or taking part in a fundraising event, every action counts. Wishing you a joyful and peaceful festive season. And there is a photo of Laura, our CEO, on the top of the page. Page 3. Berkshire Vision Christmas Raffle. You still have a few days to enter the Berkshire Vision Christmas Raffle. Prizes are: first prize, a £100 Marks and Spencer's voucher; second prize, a luxury Christmas hamper; and third prize, a £25 Amazon voucher. Tickets are just £1 each, and all of the money raised goes directly to support local people living with sight loss, just like you. If you would like to buy tickets, please call us on 0118 987 2803 or ask a staff member at an activity. The draw will take place on Tuesday, December the 16th. If you still have stubs and unsold tickets at home, please return these to us by 3 p.m. on Monday the 15th of December. Page 4, Social and Sports Activities. Over the summer, we enjoyed a range of exciting activities, from our regular outdoor swim sessions to a relaxing cream tea during our annual boat trip down the Thames. We also tried something new with a Tai Chi taster session, which proved very popular. A real highlight was our visit to the archaeological dig in Cookham, where we learned about the area's rich history. We also had two river adventures, dragon boating and catter canoeing. We are already looking forward to discovering even more fun and unique taster sessions next summer. The Dual Sensory Loss Group made the most of the sunshine, enjoying their own boat trips, as well as a mini golf and football sessions. Meanwhile, the 18 to 25 group has really begun to flourish, taking part in activities such as 10-pin bowling, a cooking event with the Sensory Consortium, and a cosy Halloween party, complete with pumpkin decorating and spooky games. Both groups are already buzzing with ideas for next year, including trips to museums, dancing, and much more. In Mid Berkshire and West Berkshire, members have been equally busy with visits to the garden centre, museums, and pub lunches. Our Reading group embraced the autumn season with a tactile autumn leaves craft session, exploring the textures and colours of the season. In Wokingham, we enjoyed a hands-on play with clay session, giving everyone the chance to get creative and have some tactile fun. Our Rambling group enjoyed a 3-mile route around Bimfield Heath, and in Newbury, we enjoyed a 3-kilometre stroll along the River Kennet. We also had a tactile visit to the Museum of English Rural Life, which proved both educational and engaging. As the weather turns cooler, our focus shifts to indoor activities to keep us warm and active. The current programme features our ever-popular dancing and tenpin bowling sessions, as well as taster sessions in indoor bowls, theatre trips, and of course, our Christmas party, set to be bigger and better than ever. Looking ahead to next year, we are planning even more theatre trips, dancing and bowling sessions, and exciting new sports taster sessions, such as cricket and boccia. We are also hoping to visit some fantastic destinations, including Windsor Castle and the Eco Skills Learning Centre. Make sure to keep an eye on your monthly activity calendars so you don't miss out. And on this page, there is a photo of two members on a 3K walk along the River Kennet, two members at the Wokingham Play with Clay session, the Reading group with doing their autumn leaves craft, and the 18 to 25 group decorating pumpkins. Page 6. Finding strength and community, Laura's journey with sight loss. Laura and her partner embarked on a journey from South Africa to the UK, seeking new opportunities and a better quality of life. This transition, however, came with unique challenges. Living with sight loss caused by multiple sclerosis, MS, Laura faced the task of navigating a new country while managing the emotional and practical difficulties of losing her sight. Yet her resilience has shone through, inspiring hope for the future. Diagnosed with MS in 2019, Laura began losing her sight due to damage to the optic nerve caused by brain lesions. Though registered severely sight impaired, she retains some usable vision, but it is blurred and unreliable, which allows her to maintain a strong sense of independence. Everyday tasks such as reading, recognising faces, or moving safely through unfamiliar environments remain ongoing challenges. Laura says, "When I first started losing my sight, it was devastating. I had to give up mountain biking and adventure racing, two sports I loved dearly, but I refused to let it define me." With determination, Laura threw herself into powerlifting, strongman competitions, and calisthenics. A firm believer in self-improvement, Laura strives to create a better version of herself every day. Upon arriving in Berkshire, Laura began researching local resources and discovered Berkshire Vision. "I was blown away," she recalls. "In South Africa, there's no support like this. No charities, no access to services or networks for people with sight loss. I had never even met another person with a visual impairment before." She was later referred to Berkshire Vision following her Certificate of Visual Impairment process, marking the start of a life-changing support network. Employment was another major hurdle. With guidance from Berkshire Vision's employability officer, Jenna, Laura began to explore meaningful work opportunities. "Jenna has been amazing," she says. "She's helped me to navigate job applications, pointed me towards useful resources, and continues to support me as I work to re-enter the job market in a meaningful way." Beyond receiving support, Laura also volunteers with Berkshire Vision. "It's a cause I care deeply about because I know firsthand how transformative this support can be," she says. From helping at events to mentoring other members, her contribution reflects the power of mutual support. Laura has also joined in with social and adapted sports activities. Her first was a rock climbing session and was particularly memorable. "Everyone was so kind and encouraging," Laura recalls. "It was the first time I truly felt seen and understood. That memory will stay with me." Regular meetups and group activities have helped her forge friendships and feel a sense of belonging. Laura hopes to educate others about visual impairment. "Vision is a spectrum," she explains. "Most people assume blindness looks a certain way, but everyone's experience is different. We are capable, we just need systems and attitudes to change." Looking ahead, thanks to her determination and the support of Berkshire Vision, Laura has now secured an internship at Thomas Pocklington Trust. "I'm thrilled to start this new chapter," she says. "It feels incredible to move forward in a role where I can contribute meaningfully while being supported to thrive." Page 8, volunteering with Berkshire Vision, Ian's perspective. "When I retired in the summer of 2024, after a long career as an IT headhunter, I knew I wanted my retirement to be more than just downtime. After years focused on work and family, I wanted to give back to the community in a meaningful way. I explored several local volunteering opportunities, but it was not until I discovered Berkshire Vision that I found a role that felt truly rewarding. Sight loss can have a huge impact on a person's independence and quality of life, and I felt I could make a difference by supporting people. Since joining Berkshire Vision, I have taken on a range of roles, from helping at children's and adult social activities, to assisting members with technology as a tech buddy, and supporting independence through the Realise Guide service. One of the moments that has stayed with me was helping a member access RNIB Talking Books. She had struggled to get it working despite trying with others, and when I set up her device so that she could enjoy her favourite books again, she was moved to tears. It was incredible to witness her joy and independence restored. Moments like that are why I keep volunteering. It's immediate and deeply rewarding. Another moment was working with a lady as a Realise volunteer guide. She had lost her confidence to venture out as she once did. The initial goal was to support her visiting a local shop at the petrol station just round the corner from her flat. Once she achieved this, we progressed to the larger shops on the high street, where she could choose her groceries rather than buying them online. By the time I finished volunteering with her, she was confidently making her way to Asda over a mile away. It was wonderful to see her confidence grow over the weeks as we worked together, and I truly hope she continues to explore and enjoy the world outside her flat. Other highlights include guiding children on educational train trips to London, showing them how to navigate public transport safely, and supporting adults on boat trips and social outings. Seeing everyone take part confidently and safely, knowing I have played a part in that, makes every hour worthwhile. Volunteering keeps me active, social and engaged, while giving me a strong sense of purpose. Berkshire Vision fully supports its volunteers, which makes me feel part of a team and valued for the contribution I make. There is something special about seeing people's lives change and knowing you helped make it happen. I'm grateful for the opportunity to volunteer with Berkshire Vision. It has shown me that even small acts of support, setting up a device, guiding someone on an outing, or simply being there can have a profound impact. And there's a photo of Ian. It's thanks to our volunteers like Ian that we can run so many of our activities and services. If you know that someone that might be interested in volunteering, please ask them to get in touch with Joe on 0118 987 2803 or email volunteering@berkshirevision.org.uk. Page 10, Children, Young People and Families. After a busy summer of activities, the children we support have been busy exploring their creativity with our craft packs. From colourful drawings to imaginative models made from paper, plasticine and buttons, the results have been truly inspiring. Highlights include a child crafting at a table, drawings of sheep, cupcakes and other imaginative creations. A big well done to all our young artists for their amazing efforts. October half term brought a new set of adventures. The children and young people we support developed their cane skills, experimented with goal ball and enjoyed learning boccia with Jackie and Amy from Boccia England. Everybody threw themselves into the activities, having fun while building new skills and confidence. The excitement did not stop there. Our half-term activities concluded with a visit to Windsor Castle. The day started with the changing of the guard, giving our group a memorable welcome. We explored the castle's state apartments, trying on crowns, cloaks and other tactile pieces, making excellent use of the sensory bags available in many rooms. The experience was made even more special when one of our younger members spotted the king leaving in his helicopter. And on these two pages, there is a picture of someone trying on a crown, someone feeling the tactile pieces in the castle. A small girl stood next to one of the guards, a girl crafting with our craft packs, and there's two photos of goal ball and boccia. Page 12, Meta Glasses, transforming lives for the visually impaired. Innovations in wearable technology are redefining accessibility, and Meta Glasses are leading the way for visually impaired individuals. These smart glasses integrate advanced sensors, artificial intelligence and real-time imaging to enhance visual perception and the independence hands-free in conjunction with your smartphone. Meta glasses work by using an audio or in some products using hand movements to capture the surrounding environment through built-in cameras and translate it into audio descriptions or haptic feedback. For example, they can identify obstacles and hazards while walking, such as curbs, stairs, or moving vehicles, read text aloud, including signs, menus, or documents, recognise products in shops, including packaging, labels, and expiration dates, give navigation assistance indoors and outdoors, offering directions through audio cues. As the technology continues to evolve, Meta glasses are becoming lighter, more intuitively, and seamlessly integrated into daily life. Berkshire Vision will be soon getting a demo pair of Meta glasses so we can explore the functionality. Page 13. New free will writing offer in partnership with Octopus Legacy. A special way to say thank you, leave a gift in your will to Berkshire Vision. If Berkshire Vision has made a difference in your life, you are not alone. Whether it is through sight loss support visits, social and sports activities, equipment and technology, or just having someone at the end of the phone. Some people choose to say thank you in a very special way by leaving a gift in their will. We have made it even easier for you to write your will for free and leave a gift. You can do it by phone, in person, as well as online. Why leave a gift? Leaving a gift in your will is your chance to help others like you in the future. It does not have to be a large amount. Just a small amount can help someone who is newly diagnosed, feeling isolated, or adjusting to life with sight loss. It is a way to make sure the support you have found at Berkshire Vision can continue for years to come, for the next person who needs it. A lasting thank you. A gift in your will is a powerful way to say Berkshire Vision mattered to me. It is your way of helping others to get the same support you did from a charity that truly cares. Want to know more? You can write your will for free online at https://will.octopuslegacy.com/Berkshire Vision free. Or you can call 020-4525-3605 and do it over the phone or arrange a meeting to do it in person. Or you can call Claire at Berkshire Vision on 0118 987 2803 to find out more. Page 14, gain confidence and independence with a Real Eyes volunteer sighted guide. Would you like to get out and about more independently, but feel you need a little extra support to do so? Our Real Eyes volunteer guides are here to help you practice a route until you feel confident enough to do it on your own. Whether it is catching the bus, hopping on a train, or walking to your local shop, we can support you every step of the way. Your Real Eyes guide will help you become familiar with the route, pointing out important information along the way and building your confidence. Together with the Berkshire Vision team, you will set a clear plan so you know exactly what you are working towards. All our volunteers are trained, so you can feel safe and supported throughout the process. Who can be matched with a Real Eyes volunteer guide? Each case is assessed individually, but to take part, you should have a short-term goal you would like to achieve, for example, getting to the train station independently. Goals are reviewed after 6 visits. Be able to physically achieve the aim on your own after the agreed number of visits. If you'd like to find out more or be matched with a Real Eyes volunteer guide, please call us on 0118 987 2803 or email volunteering@berkshirevision.org.uk. Advert. Professional Vision Services Limited. Professional Vision Services are one of the oldest companies within the visual impairment field today. We manufacture our own products to maintain quality and service excellence. Magnilink products have always been the forefront of technology and built to standards ISO 9001 and ISO 14001. Desktops. Monitor size from 13 to 24 inch, magnification range from 2 times to 60 times, folding portable or standalone, battery operated, light for easy transport, rotating camera for hobbies and distant viewing. And there's pictures of the desktop machines. Reading machines, scans text and reads aloud, portable, battery operated, voice change, speed and pitch, and save options ideal for books. And there is a picture of the reading machine. head mounted. Watch TV, ideal for hands-free activities such as sewing, playing cards and changing.